Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Very good afternoon to you, joining us live from the towpath of the River Cam. We're on day two of the Lent Bumps 2013, about to row men's fourth division, second row for them this week. Looking at the weather today, the skies are actually clearing up. It's patchy cloud, but the sun's out at the moment. Bit cold though. We started the day about 3 degrees. We're going to have highs of 7 degrees. There is a mild to moderate northeasterly wind, which if you're a rower means there's tailwinds. So that'll be shuttling you along, saving you a few extra calories. But because of the clear sky, things are a bit cold today, and I'm certainly feeling it in my fingertips. Now, in this division, because it's a bottom division, boats tend to change year on year because of the getting on race and the way it works. But ones to watch, I think, are actually Christ's M3 for two reasons. Number one, they did quite well last year. I think they went up. They moved up. They overbumped, actually, and then moved up another place. They moved up four places. And also because the number two is one of my old lecturers. He's Dr. Nick Gay, I think. He looks like him. Anyway, what we're going to do with your commentary team today is Sam. It's me at first post. We've got down at Grassy Amy. We've got Holly at Ditton and Tim on the long reach. Let's go to the starting positions with Sam with a rundown of Men's Division 4.
Okay, for Men's Division 4, we've got starting the first, Queen's Men's 3, then Christ's Men's 3, then Fitzwilliam Men's 2, Emmanuel Men's 3, Homerton Men's 2, Hughes Hall Men's 2, Queen's Men's 4, Corpus Christi, and we've started Selwyn Men's 3, Darwin Men's 2, Emmanuel Men's 4, Churchill Men's 3, Clare Men's 3, Madeline Men's 3, St. Catharines Men's 3, third and fourth Men's 4, and Sydney Sussex Men's 2, Churchill Men's 4. We haven't had a bump yet. Everyone started well. Mike, can you see anything yet?
First boat's coming round, first boat's coming now. It's Queen's M3 group. They seem to be have a technique together. They're in the middle of the river. That's the river and the Christ M3 boat to watch. It's actually opened up quite spectacularly. Christ M3 are being pursued by Fitzwilliam M2. So Queens have opened up and there's two lengths between them and Christ. But Christ seems to be being gained on by Fitz. The Billy Goat boat is behind them with length and a half. But behind those is the beautiful pink lycra of Emma. The Emma M3 boat is trying to distance on Fitz down to the length now. So that's three as they go down first post corner. Two lengths and it's Christ. One length and it's Fitz in the Billy Goat boat. And they're being absolutely closed in and caned by Emmanuel M4. But unfortunately, Emmanuel M4 are not quite able to close the gap. Oh, yes, they are. Emmanuel M4 steering the tighter course on towards the north bank as we go around first post corner. The distance is now down to
Mike.
Half of eight. Sam.
Churchill, Men's 3, catching Emmanuel Men's 4. This will be done very, very shortly. The same with St. Catharines Men's 3, catching Madeline Men's 3 very quickly as well. That list will be a bump very shortly. Mike,
yeah, let's stick with this. Let's look further back now. This is Queens. Queens being hotly pursued by Corpus Christi. The rules are if you get a certain amount of overlap before Grassy, that counts as a bump. Queens are being overlapped by Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi more south bank than Queens, which means Queens got less to row. That's it. The order of number one touches the stern of Queens. That was definitely a bump. Late acknowledgement. Queens have been bumped and failed to acknowledge by Corpus. As Queens M4 are bumped by Corpus M2. Looking further back now, out of the air, the Selwyn M3, who's nipped by Darwin M2 into Grassy Corner. Let's go down further to Grassy Amy or Jared. We got Amy or Jared and Grassy. Okay, Sam, what's it looking like?
Well, all the votes are passed now. Churchill Men's 4 are going very slowly, taking it very easily, but from now I can't see a lot more. That's me.
Okay, right, Amy, what's it looking down at Grassy? Okay, no Amy. Any further sign? Holly at Ditton.
Yeah, we've got Queen's M3 coming in. They're looking really strong, about three lengths ahead. I can't see any chance of Christ catching up at the moment. But it looks like there's quite a tussle going on between Christ M3 and Fitz M2. I'll confirm that as they get closer.
Okay, so Emmanuel M3 were closing the gap on Fitz M2. Looks like Fitz have been able to open that up around Grassy Corner. Further down, we then saw the crews of Queen's M4 get bumped very definitely by Corpus M2. I saw the number one's blade hit the stern of the Queen's boat. That was definitely a bump without question.
Right.
Darwin M3 were caught by Darwin M2. Ollie?
We just had a bump. Fitzwilliam M2 bumping Christ M3.
Good work, boys. Good work. Keep it going.
Any other boats down there?
Not at the moment. Queens have sailed away, but Christ and Fitz are just stopping now because there's been a bump.
So, there's two boats unaccounted for, the Homerton Hughes Hall. Sam, are you still on the line? So Sam's gone. So far, we think Homerton M2 have been caught by Hughes Hall M2. Queens M4 have been caught by Corpus Christi M2. Sowen M3 have been caught by Darwin M2. Racing at the back here is the last boat.
Hi, sorry, it looks like we've just lost a connection. We'll work our best to get that back up as soon as we can. Here they are, they're back. They're back.
Well, I can just see that the Christ boats have stopped here, but I'm looking back up the river, and I can see that a couple of boats have stopped. If we can get anyone at Grassy at the moment.
Hello, that's me. I can take that. Hello?
Amy, go ahead. What can you see up there at Grassy?
I can confirm that Hughes Hall has bumped Homerton. And Emmanuel also seems to be sitting out, so that would be that they've... We've got a technical decision up here. We'll get back to you on that.
Okay, so far as we've seen it, Queen's M3 looked good for a rover. Christ M3 were bumped by Fitzwilliam M2 around Ditton Corner. Emmanuel M3 look... we're not sure what's happened there. They seem to have moored. Maybe there's a technical decision there. Homerton M2 and Hughes Hall M2 look like a bump with our eyes, but we're not sure because, as I say, those three boats may be involved in a technical decision. Queen's M4 definitely bumped by Corpus M2. Sowen M3 definitely bumped by Darwin M2. Emmanuel M4 definitely bumped by Churchill M3 on the entrance to first post corner. Then we've got further back, we've got the St. Cat's crew here. St. Cat's look like they were nabbed by first and third. That means that Claire and Maudlin was bumped. Claire was bumped by Maudlin, is that right, Sam? Okay, and then...
Hello, we've just had... hello? We just had Sydney Sussex. We just had Sydney Sussex come back. They're about three boat lengths behind first and third. And Churchill are now finishing.
Yes, they are.
Approaching.
Okay. Well, we have one isolated...
Yeah, Churchill are a long way behind Sydney Sussex.
So that's nice. Churchill M4 boat. Tim, what's it looking right down at the bottom of the course?
I'm on Long Reach. I've seen Queens row past very gently. They were just sailing away. And I think the next boat I can see are the Yellow Blades of Clare, who I think we called the bump earlier.
But no, we won't talk about that.
Right, Clare are still coming, and behind them, just rounding Ditton Corner now, I can see another boat, but I can't identify them yet.
That's Maudlin.
Possibly Maudlin.
Sydney Sussex is coming round Ditton right now.
Or indeed Sydney Sussex. So there's a lot of water between Clare and Sydney. So what's happened to Churchill then at the bottom of the division?
Churchill are coming round Ditton right now, absolutely miles away from the people who just passed from Sydney Sussex.
Right, okay. There are still essentially rowovers then, I think at the moment. We could say Queen's M3 have got a definite rowover. We've got Clare looking very good for a rowover. But at the moment, Sydney, this would be Sydney Sussex.
Sydney
Sussex are about to crash into the bank. They've come into the bank for no apparently good reason. So this is someone's come into the bank just beyond Ditton Corner, and we've got more boats than I was expecting. So I can see Churchill M4 now. They've just rounded Ditton Corner. And I can see Sydney Sussex still rowing, and first and third, who've come into the bank on their own. So I'm not sure why they've done that. I'm going to walk towards them. And it appears... so it would appear that Sydney are coming in beyond them. So I think Sydney 2 must have bumped first and third M4, but they've taken a very long time to clear. But that's not a problem, because Churchill behind them were a very long way back, and they look like they're going to be rowing over from here for a very long time to come.
There seems to have been some kind of stoppage up at Grassy. Amy, what's happening up at Grassy with you?
Well, we've had quite a few boats stop up here. We've had Homerton and Hughes. Hughes bumped Homerton, so we've had that. Emmanuel are out for a technical decision. And we don't really know what's going on there. We've seen Churchill come past miles away from first and third.
Amy, so if I recap what we've seen so far, there are three boats we're not sure about because of potential technical decisions. At the top of the division, Queen's M3 looked good for a row over. Christ M3 were bumped by Fitzwilliam M2 in the Billy Goat boat. Behind those, Emmanuel M3, we're thinking, is waiting on a technical decision for potentially a row over. Behind those, Homerton M2 were bumped by Hughes Hall M2, we think. There may be some technical issues going on there. Queen's M4 were bumped by Corpus Christi M2. Selwyn M3 were bumped by Darwin M2. Emmanuel M4 bumped by Churchill M3. Just around first post. Clare looked good for a rover, Clare M3 that is. Morden M3 were caught just at the entrance of the first post by St. Cat. St. Cat's crew collected foliage in front of me here. St. Cat's M3 that is. So that left first and third M4 to hit the bank by their own volition. And then be snagged in the backside by Sydney Sussex M2. Sydney Sussex M2 bumping first, third M4, later in the course. That left our boat at the back, Churchill M4, to row over. So we've just got those technical decisions on the manual M4 and freeze boat to really work out what on earth's gone on.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.